long as it's going to be funded throughout the rest of the time. It's not all of a sudden we don't have something where, I think it was in 2010 that the state said, oh, we don't have the money to do this. We're going to take 10% back from what we already given you, or 10% of what we thought we were going to give you. That'll kill rural schools. And that'll kill our general funds, and we won't be able to afford it. So as long as they can keep that funding stream there, yeah, I'm great with it. That's great. We're going to be able to raise our teacher pay for it, hopefully attract some more teachers from the metro areas down to our school districts. And knowing that $50,000 or $47,500 this year, I guess, is going to be an attractive point, I think, for rural schools.